Four African peacekeepers in the Liberian capital, Monrovia, opened the city's main bridge on Friday, reconnecting areas that had been divided during a two-month rebel siege. Hungry residents rushed across the bridge to the city's port to buy badly needed food supplies. An enormous human traffic jam clogged Monrovia's new bridge on Friday, with tens of thousands of people shoving their way toward both ends of the bridge. Most of the people moving to and fro are from the government-held downtown area, which for weeks has not had access to food stockpiled in the rubble-held seaport. Many downtown residents headed for home were laden with sacks of rice, cooking oil, and other goods bought from a market near the port. One resident, who identified himself only as Opie, says he will finally be able to provide his family a decent meal after more than a week of eating nothing but potato leaves. On Thursday, Liberia's main rebel group called LURD, Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy, handed over the port area to U.S. and West African officials. At the same time, some 200 U.S. troops arrived in Monrovia to assist the Nigerian-led peacekeeping force known as ECOMIL in their efforts to secure the war-ravaged city. The United Nations World Food Program sent its first shipment to Monrovia's port on Friday since fighting between LURD and forces loyal to the now exiled leader Charles Taylor intensified 2 months ago. WFP spokesman Hans Wikeler says the ship is delivering some food, but mainly communications equipment, furniture, and other things the agency needs to restart its distribution program.
This is a supply vessel transformed by WFP into an operational vessel to support initial operations on the ground.
WFP's main warehouse and office near the port were badly damaged by looters earlier this week. Thousands of people ransacked other aid warehouses and left behind hundreds of empty shipping containers. Because of the port's vital importance to restoring the humanitarian aid flow, a large team of ECOMIL peacekeepers and U.S. Marines have been deployed to protect it. Marine spokesman Gunnery Sergeant Mark Bradley says helping ECOMIL soldiers secure the port is one of the main reasons why U.S. troops have been sent into Monrovia.
We have a few engineers on hand to help out with the perimeter security, you know, repairing the fences and just doing whatever we can to lend support to the ECOMIL forces just to make sure that we have a secure environment, you know, for the start of the humanitarian aid to flow into Liberia.
Aid workers say they are working as quickly as they can to be able to receive and distribute large amounts of food. But with so much of their infrastructure destroyed, it is still unclear when the first shipment of aid will reach Liberians. Alicia Rue, VOA News, Monrovia, Liberia.